plate a potential nugget.
In the book, you also talk about how we think about change. You say that every age, we feel like we are done with our evolution and we are wired to believe that our big changes are behind us. I found that observation quite interesting, just in terms of how we process the curve of change with time when we look at the past and when we think about the future. Why does this happen and how does that impact the way we function?
I think it's a fascinating result, right? It's a fascinating result that says that most of us spend most of our lives believing that our major changes are behind us. And I wonder whether there's a kind of a psychological health. I don't know the answer to this question, so I'm just musing here, right? Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything that actually explains the why of it. But I have wondered whether there's a, it takes so long for us to develop into the time of our life, this sort of self-transforming time of our life when we welcome change and move towards it, as opposed to initially resisting it or finding it destabilizing. And so I wonder whether our brains have evolved to sort of trick us into believing it's all going to be okay from here so you can relax, as opposed to having us on constant alert our whole lives. So there's a kind of a, you've arrived, to take a breath is kind of what our body and our brains are telling us, when really there's no such thing as arrival, right? The world is mm-hmm. going to keep getting more complex. Our lives are going to keep changing. The demands of our lives are going to keep changing. And therefore, we're going to need to grow better and better able to meet those demands. And in fact, I think that it's not even a helpful trick these days, because I think so many people are so overwhelmed that the idea of adult development itself has become like a very hopeful, helpful, useful notion that gives people the very optimistic sense that it can be different and it can be better than it is right now. And that is a lifeline.
This is where I like the work of Herminia Ibarra at London Business School, where she says that we all need to act our way into a new way of thinking, then think our way into a new way of acting. Let me pause for a couple of seconds here. I think it's a profound way in which we think about transitions. Something very similar came up in my conversation with James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. He speaks about how small things we do can slowly start changing the way we think about our own identity.
Every action you take is like a vote for the type of person you want to become. And so, in a sense, your habits are how you embody a particular identity. Like every time that you make your bed, you embody the identity of someone who's clean and organized. Every time that you make a healthy meal and cook that at home rather than eating out, you embody the identity of someone who is focused on eating healthy. Every time that you write one sentence, you embody the identity of a writer. And no, those little actions, those tiny habits do not radically transform your body overnight. They don't lead to a written book in a single day, but they do cast a vote for being that kind of person. And so early on, that's really powerful because those habits provide evidence of this new identity. They give you a reason to root that belief in something. And so it can be a very powerful thing to adopt a new identity. It can be very powerful to look at yourself in this new light. And habits, I think, are the best path to doing that. But years down the line, when it's time for another change or another upgrade, you also have to be willing to repeat the cycle again and continue to grow and evolve.
He makes a similar point that Herminia makes. Rather than thinking about the next mountain to climb, let's start climbing a few hills, and maybe one of those could be the pathway to the next mountain as our identity evolves as well along the way. Thank you for listening. For more content across 50 plus speakers, 500 plus nuggets, painstakingly curated across 65 odd themes, please visit playtopotential.com. You can also find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast Player, and most other podcast platforms.